I'm Walt Lindelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Gino Angeli. He's one of the organizers of the upcoming Marquette County Exchange Club International Food Fest. It's July 2nd through the 4th at Elwood Matson Lower Harbor Park in Marquette, and we got all the details from Gino Angeli.
It's that time of year, 4th of July, coming next week. So starting tonight, you'll see us down there putting up the tents about 5 o'clock. And then Saturday and Sunday, you'll see us running around there, getting her set up, ready to go. It's looking good. The weather's looking good. It's here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It is. I mean, you guys are going to be doing setup. And I know we always talk about this with you, is that if people want to lend a hand, they can pop down there to Matson Lower Harbor Park, because it's a great community event that you're doing.
Oh, yeah. It's always nice to see people come down, volunteer, and get involved. It gives you real confidence in this community when you have all this help come down. And we have a good time. More people, we have a good time, and we have tents set up tonight, and then we have a nice meal provided for that, so you're more than welcome to come down and work for a couple hours and get fed, so come on
and
out.
Then this is all set up for the food fest, which runs when?
Starting Monday. We're going to open about noon. Hopefully everybody will be up and running. They usually are. And then the entertainment will start about 2 o'clock, and we'll go till 10 o'clock at night, and the next three nights we'll have food and fun, and the bouncy bounce things with the double trouble will be set up, and Myers will be down there with a free, absolutely free family fun zone. All that stuff that your kids came and got a wristband for last year to bounce on is going to be all free this year.
So oh, okay.
Bring the family and the kids and turn them loose.
Well, I know that it is all as a fundraiser for the Marquette County Exchange Club. This is the big one. Right.
This is our big one, yeah. our only one. Mm-hmm. So those funds that you see us passing out on the back page of the Mining Journal all year, this is where that comes from.
And this comes from the International Food Fest. You've got vendors from all over. You've got live music. What are some of the food vendors that folks can enjoy?
Oh, we got Aubrey's and Delft Bistro, Sweet and Salty, Irontown Pasties, K's Oriental, Sweet Basil, Superior Mobile Coney, 906 Sports Bar, Outlanders, the Cayman Trail. And the Cayman Trail will be there with ice cream. And new one, the Superior Culture, which is a kombucha drink, seems to be real popular. They'll be down this year. So we have a nice variety.
Well, it is happening Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Matson Lower Harbor Park, opening it up at what, about noon every day?
Noon, and then music will start at 2 o'clock, and we'll go till sunset or so, and do it for 3 days, and we're gonna raise some money, and we're going to have a really nice time. Beginning Monday, we're open at noon, and then at 2 o'clock Monday, we'll start with Dave Barry. We'll start the entertainment, and then Blue Champagne, Reverend, and then Jim and Ray will finish up the evening.
Oh, that's perfect. I like
and
that.
And Scott, excuse me, Jim, yeah. Ray and Scott.
Yes, I know. Scott Stevenson will be jumping. That's going to be the electric rock Jim and Ray. I love it. I've seen those guys do that.
They're good. And then Tuesday, we'll start at 2 o'clock with the music again, opening at noon, and then Curtin Jim, and then the Maynards, and Lumi, the Reveal. And then Wednesday at noon, we're starting music right at noon on Wednesday. Adam Sofox, parade break at 2 to 4, so you can go up there and get to the parade. Remember to buy your raffle ticket for that 50-50 raffle. That's a huge fundraiser. And then the Flatbroke Blues Band.
Heard of those guys. Yeah, they're pretty good. That's right after the parade. Yeah.
Then Marquette City Band, they always put on a nice show.
Oh, they do.
The Country Western guys, Trailer Hitch, are going to wind her up right before the fireworks on the 4th of July, and then we'll, about 45 minutes, an hour of fantastic fireworks.
Oh, yeah. What always gets me is the amount of people that come down there for the fireworks and that whole day of Wednesday, or the 4th, you know, which will be Wednesday, you know, this year. You've got a lot of people that come down there, but and the key here is that when you're coming down, it is a fundraiser for the Marquette County Exchange Club. So, you know, bring a little bit of extra cash and buy some tokens up and eat and drink and be merry and help out a great cause.
Yeah, and just, you know, chip in, sure. And we got so many charities that we provide funds to. And, you know, everybody's appreciative of the efforts this community puts in. And I say community, Marquette County Exchange Club. You know, we like to be the whole countywide and
right.
get everybody down to Marquette for this great show.
Well, it is coming up this week here, this next week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Wednesday being the 4th. Again, Gino, what's the hours that the event is running?
Noon till 10 o'clock, all 3 days.
Yeah.
So we'll hope to see you there.
That's the comments of Gino Angeli, one of the organizers of the Marquette County Exchange Club International Food Fest. It's July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Elwood Matson Lower Harbor Park in downtown Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.